thanks, Peter, for that word.
我们感谢皮特兄弟的分享。
You know, those two words, I hope that all of our men will remember for this morning, right?
我希望我们当中所有的男人今天都记得皮特兄弟刚才跟我们分享的两个字。
To arise and to awake.
我们要醒来并且站起来。
To be woken up spiritually.
我们要在灵性上醒来。
And that within this church that, and within this world that we rise up to be the men that God has called us to be.
那在这个教会里并且在这个世界上我们要站起来就像神希望我们成为的人一样。
So Peter shared with us just a few weeks ago that this is something that he was woken up in the middle of the night and God had really just pressed upon his heart.
那Peter也几周前跟我们分享了，就是这些其实就真正的是在一个半夜里，他突然醒来就想到了这些话语。And
we don't usually do this, right?
我们通常就是没有这样做过。But
it is something that as elders, as shepherds, Pastor James and I, we prayed about it and we said, you know, if God has prompted him to give this word for our church congregation, let's practice this.
那我们的长执会还有我们的牧者呢也都商量过了，我们觉得这个确实是很好，我们应该在我们教会里试着这样做。And
I think that there's something about, I don't know, I guess there's something about Peter. Peter's very disarming, you know.
那我们也知道，我们了解Peter的人也知道。
Peter's not very abrasive.
Peter是还是比较不是那么会，不是很像sandpaper,
you know. 不会很挫的磨你的那感觉。不是很尖锐的一个人。 But I love that he, even when he shares God's word, he hears it as God's firm, gentle words, not words to make us feel condemned.
但是呢，就像他分享一样，他听到神的话语是非常，神的话语是非常的肯定的，而不是在指责我们。But
when he shared that word with Pastor James and myself, we agree, we hope, and we pray for men of our church to wake up and rise up.
当他和我们分享的时候，范长老和我两个人都同意，就是我们应该就是。 我们教会的男人应该醒来并且站起来。So
write those words.
所以我希望你们把这两个字写下来。You
know, it's great on a Father's Day to just thank and honor our fathers.
但是在父亲节这一天呢，来思考我们的父亲，并且来荣耀我们父亲是非常好的。Even
for you know, some of you who are dog fathers.
甚至对你们来说，你们当中可能有几个人是做狗的父亲的。There's
a phrase in America, I guess, that it says it takes a village to raise a child. Right.
那在美国呢，有这样一句俗语，叫做就是需要一个整个村庄去养大一个孩子。Right,
it takes an entire village to raise a child.
需要整个村庄去养大一个孩子。And
I think that if this is true throughout all the ages and throughout all the peoples.
如果自古以来所有的人都觉得这个是真理的话。
Then God gave it as His common grace to all people of all time.
那神是给了他所有的人这个恩典。Then
we have to begin to see that as the children of God.
那作为神的孩子们，我们应该看到。He
has given to us then this village.
他已经给了我们这个村庄。
This is our spiritual family.
这个是我们灵命上的家庭,
where He has given to us men.
他在这里他给了我们男人,
there's some young men sitting over there.
在这里有年轻的男人,
we have some older men sitting like right here.
我们也有一些稍微年长一点的人,
but God
男人,
has given to His spiritual village, to the spiritual family men.
那神呢，给他这个给他的灵命的这样的家庭或灵命上的村庄呢，给了男人。
And as I thought about this week,
那我这个礼拜想到这些的时候。
I do want to think, and I thought about all the different men that God has placed in the church.
那我也想到所有的不同的男人，神已经给了神给我们的所在教会里给了我们所有不同的男人。
Especially, I thought about men of the church, of this church, of churches that I've been a part of, where they have impacted me.
我也特别的想到了，就是。神给我们的在这个教会里的男人还有我以往参加过的教会里的男人他们都对我有深深的影响
that men have shaped me a certain way
那我也想到了那些男人就是塑造过我的男人
and have almost passed down to me a spiritual legacy that was the word that I was praying through this week that God had left upon me a spiritual legacy Legacy.
还有那些在灵命上给我传承的那些男人。
I remember that there is a man of faith in this church who showed me what it meant to serve the Lord in secret, doing things that no one else knows.
我也记得在这个教会里有一个男人他显示给我看就是如何去在人家没有在关注你的时候你如何去偷偷的服侍人家
There is a man that I remember in this church who would keep reminding me of the power and the hope that Jesus is going to come again
那我也记得在这个教会里也有男人就是显示给我看就是让我了解到耶稣再来的希望。
Mm-hmm. There's a man, you know, that I remember who was my Sunday school teacher.
我也记得有一个男人是我主日学的老师。
And I used to, when he turned around in the class, I would throw pencils at him.
我记得当他转身的时候我会把我的笔扔在他的身上
And he could have just exploded on me
他可以完全的对我的非常的生气
But he would always encourage me to trust in Jesus
但是呢他一直的鼓励我要信靠耶稣
I have books from him today that he gave me as gifts and I remember the words that he wrote on the front page to me to affirm me
我也记得我今天也至今也还保存着他送给我的书在他送给我的书的上面第一页他也给我写下几句鼓励的话
There was a man in the church who was always willing to give me a ride to youth group
在这个教会里也有男人也有个男人就是一直愿意给开车送我到送我来参加青年团契。
And I could remember all the conversations that I had with him on the car.
我也记得我们在车内的一切的对话。
All the words that he gave that helped impact my faith.
所有的他给我所有的话语呢真正深深的影响了我的信心。
There's a man in this church who has showed me how to be a better listener.
在这个教会里也有一个男人曾经教导我过怎样才能成为一个更好的聆听者。
There's a man who was in this church who helped inspire me and it stays with me today to one day see this church plant other churches.
那在这个教会里也有一个男人一直在鼓励我激励我激励我要种植教会的重要性。
And I hope that we will do that one day.
我也希望我们有一天能够这样做。
There's a man of this church that showed me how to better love my wife and my children.
在这个教会里也有男人曾经告诉过我要如何更好的爱我的妻子带领我的孩子。
You see, when we...Celebrate Father's Day together as a spiritual village.
那作为一个灵命上的村庄，我们一起庆祝父亲节。
I personally want to say thank you to the men who have affected my faith.
我个人呢，要对所有的男人说声，特别是那些影响过我信心上的男人说一声谢谢。
I want to honor the men who have, because they honor God, have inspired me and have affected me to want to honor God in my own life.
我要荣耀那些男人，因为他们荣耀神，所以他们的行为深深的影响了我。
And so anytime you see a man who is striving to have Christ as the center of his life,
所以每当你看到一个男人，他把基督放在他的生命的中心的时候,
even if he is not a physical father yet,
虽然他可能还不是父亲,
in some way we can honor that man because he has passed down a spiritual legacy.
但是某种程度上，我们仍旧可以荣耀这个男人，因为他把一个传承带给了我们，一个灵命上的传承带给了我们。That's right,
I caught that. Right, and so to all of you men who live for Christ, and you are passing that down, whether or not you know it or not, you are affecting other men. You're affecting other boys.
所以对所有的男人，对，因为你对年轻男孩子的影响。
And you, I don't know what I was saying. Anyways, I saw like Alva.
我看到 Alva.
And I remember when CJ, my son, said to me, "Hey, Daddy, those three boys, they're going to get baptized."
我儿子曾经对我说过，爸爸，你看那个三个男孩子有一天会。
No, they knew that they're going to get baptized. They're like about to get baptized. And
okay,
so,
在他们受洗之前，
and I said, "Son, because they play like him and John and Will, they play." CJ goes to find them all the time.
我的儿子经常和他们三个男孩子一起玩。
And I said, "Do you know why they're getting baptized, son?"
我就问我儿子，你知道他们为什么要受洗呢？
And he says, "Yes."
他说我知道。
He says, "I see their faith." That's what he said to me.
我的儿子跟我说，因为我看到他们的信心。
He said, "I see their faith, Dad."
他说我看到他们的信心。
Those boys left some type of, even if it's a small, spiritual legacy upon my boy.
那这些男孩子可能甚至或许是很小的，但是他也留给了我的儿子一个灵命上的传承。
I think that's what God has given to us here.
我知道，神今天给我们的就是这个。
Because even the little boys,
甚至这些很小的男孩子,
they see someone's faith.
他们也看到。 你们的信心,
and when they see it in the boys that they look up to, in the men that they look up to,
当他们看到，他们就会敬仰这些男孩子，敬仰这些男人。
And they want to strive to be like that hero to them.
他们呢，也想成为你那样子的英雄。
You've left a spiritual legacy.
你留下了灵命上的传承。
And I think when God gave Peter these two words, to awake and to arise.
我也想到神给Peter这两个字的时候，醒来，站起来。
I think that's a calling for all of us men.
这就是对我们所有男人的一个呼召。Because
we would pray and we would hope that our churches is passing down a spiritual heritage, a spiritual legacy to those that follow.
那我们作为教会，我们也祷告，我们希望呢，我们能把我们这个灵命上的传承呢，转移给传给跟随我们这些的，跟随我们这些人。
And when I was thinking about this week,
那我这个礼拜在想这些的时候,
God brought me to a passage that I thought was really fascinating.
那神呢,就指给了,把这段经文呢,指点给我。
So turn your Bibles with me to 1 Thessalonians.
那我们打开帖撒罗尼迦前书。
And 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
嗯,第二章。
And what's really neat about this passage is that this letter written by Paul to this church was actually written by Paul on behalf of three men.
保罗写的,但是呢,他是带他们三位男士一同写的。
And it's a really interesting passage then because it's written from a plurality, three men to this church.
那这是非常有趣的一封信是因为它是以复数的形式, 代表三个男人一起写的。
And that they had left in impact. They had left their influence. They had left their spiritual legacy upon this whole church.
他们其实已经给这个教会留下了他们的影响，留下了他们灵命上的传承。
And what I see in this passage is that men who leave behind a spiritual legacy, they display these type of values in their life.
那我从这些经文上所看到的呢，就是这些留下灵命上的传承的这些男人呢，其实表现出了一种相似的一种品质。
And so I'd like to unpack that for us today.
那我们今天，我希望呢，今天能够我们一起来学习。
Let me go to God in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we come before you.
父啊，我们今天来到你面前。
Because on this Father's Day,
因为在这个父亲节的日子,
O Lord God, you are the Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father that we want to honor and celebrate the most today.
主啊神,你是我们的天父,你是我们今天最想要庆祝和荣耀的一个父亲。
You are the Father who never leaves the side of his children.
你是那位永远也不离开我们的父亲。
The Father who is without mistake.
你是那位没有缺点完美的父亲。
The Father who disciplines even in deep, deep love.
那你是那位用深深的爱来管教我们的父亲。
And the Father who even when his children stray away,
你是那位当你的孩子走向偏道的时候,
you are the Father who never leaves our side.
你仍旧是那位父亲永远不离开我们。
And when we come to our senses,
那当我们感觉到的时候,
and when we choose to come back to you,
当我们选择回到你身边的时候,
you're the Father who runs to us.
你是那位向我们跑过来的父亲。
And you wrap your arms around us.
你拥抱我们。
And you celebrate even the return of those children who have gone astray.
你为我们庆祝，甚至我们是那些已经走过偏道的孩子。
That is the type of Father you are.
你就是这样的父亲。
And you have called us to be fathers in your image.
你呼召我们以你的形象成为父亲。
You have made us to be fathers in your image.
你安照你自己的形象把我们造成了父亲。
And so speak to us today.
所以今天希望你和我们讲话。
Speak to all of us.
和我们所有的人讲话。
But I have a special prayer over all the men of our church.
但是我有一个对我们教会里所有的男人，我有个特别的祷告。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. So let's read verse 7 of chapter 2.
那我们来看第二章的第七节。
What's really interesting about this is that the qualities that we see in men who leave spiritual legacies,
那很有趣的就是我们可以看到那些留下灵命上的传承的男人的品质
is that it begins with the qualities of a mother and ends with the quality of a father.
这个品质呢是以 一个母亲的品质开始的，但是呢，以一个父亲的品质而结束。
So let's look at verse 7.
我们来看第七节。
But we, us three men, we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children.
第七节，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us.
我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
For you remember, brothers, our labor and toil. We worked night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you while we were proclaiming to you the gospel of God.
弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。
You were witnesses, and God also, how holy and righteous and blameless was our conduct towards you believers.
我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁公义，无可指责。有你们做见证，也有神做见证。
For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
The first thing that we seeIn a man who leaves a spiritual legacy,
在留下灵命上的传承的男人身上，我们看到的第一个特点是什么
？Is that he cares for the spiritual condition of others?
就是他关心其他人的灵命的状况。
See this first quality that he's expressing to them is that.It's the quality not to be a mother, but there's a quality of a mother that he has, that they have, as they have left their legacy.
那第一个特征呢，就是他们不是成为一个母亲，但是呢，他们有这个母亲的这个特征。
He says, "We were gentle among you."
他说，在你们中间存心温柔。
Like a nursing mother taking care of her own children.
就如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
See, Paul, remember, he's writing on behalf of three men.
要记得保罗写这封信是代表三个男人一起写的。
And this group of people was a group of people that they cared so much about.
那这一组的男人呢，其实就是非常就是在乎关心其他人的。
But what they cared about the most?
那他们最关心的是什么呢
？Was their spiritual well-being.
那就是他们的灵命。
Was their spiritual growth?
那他们的灵命上的成长。
Their spiritual health.
那他们灵命上的健康。
I remember when my own children were born.
那我记得我自己的孩子出生的时候。
And I remember being in that delivery room.
我也记得在那个产房里。
And I, in some of the cases, was the first person to actually hold.My baby.
那有几次我其实是就是第一个人，第一个抱我孩子婴儿的人。
And most of you fathers, if you're like me, you don't naturally know how to hold a baby.
我知道，就是大部分的父亲，如果你跟我一样的话，你其实并不知道如何去抱一个小婴儿。
We know sports, right?
我们知道如何去打
球。So I'm like, okay, I got tuck and run, you know, tuck and run.
你知道怎么去打球去跑。
But I remember when I was holding Bethany right here.
那我也记得我当时在抱Bethany 的时候。
And I'm holding her.
我抱着她。
And then her neck would like snap back.
那她的脖子呢？
想 I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm like, brought it back up.
那我就很担心，很紧张。
You know, I'm holding her, and then every now and then, because her head was so heavy, she's like snap back. I'm like, oh, get it back.
然后抱着她的时候呢，她脖子呢老是往后倒。
And mom would be like, don't snap her neck.
那我的妻子就会跟我讲，不要把她的脖子给折断了。
But even while I was holding her,
那当我抱着她的时候，
there was this tenderness and this love.
那我也感觉到这个温柔和爱。
And one of the favorite pictures I love to see of mom.
Of mom?
Of mom, mom.
Okay, 那我最喜欢看到的就是母亲的一幅画面。
Is that when she's holding?
那她抱着孩子的时候。
Because there's something more natural about that.
那就感觉非常的自然。
You don't see the neck snap back.
那你看不到脖子往后。
There's this tenderness and this love.
那你就感觉到这个温柔和爱。
There's this gentleness that she has.
这个她所拥有的温柔。
And I remember many times when she's holding our babies that we're praying over our children.
那我们呢？我也记得就是好多次啊，她抱着孩子，我们呢为孩子祷告。
And we're just praying for their health.
我们为他们的健康祷告。
You know, Bethany's head, you know, she wouldn't come out, so they had to use that suction thing. She came out looking really funny. We had to pray for that.
那当时。Bethany 出生的时候，她的头不会出来，所以他们用一个吸引器把它吸出来，所以她的
she grows enough air to cover this.
她的脑袋看上去有点奇怪，我们也为此祷告。
But every mother prays for the health and the well-being and the development of their baby.
那每一个母亲呢，也为他们的孩子、他们的健康、他们的健康成长而祷告。
And even though Paul himself wasn't a father.
那虽然保罗不是一位父亲
，He knew that he tapped into that. He says, "You know, we care for you like a mother cares for her baby."
他也知道，就像他说的，我们关心你，就像母亲照顾孩子一样。
You see, men who leave a spiritual legacy.
那我们看到那些留下灵命上传承的男人
，They have that type of tenderness and care for the spiritual condition of the people around them.
那他们对他们周围的人的灵命上的状况呢？他们就有那种关心和那种温柔。
And you don't even have to be a real life father to have that type of desire and care that those around you would have spiritual growth and development and spiritual health.
其实呢，你并不需要成为一位真正的父亲。而影响你周遭的人，在灵命上影响你周遭的人。
You know, fathers,
父亲们
，God has given us a natural DNA. He's given us something in our heart that desires to always provide.
那神呢，也给我们一个很自然的，在我们内心当中一个很自然的 DNA， 就是我们很自然的成为一个。供应者。
It doesn't matter if you have a well-paying job or not.
不管你的薪水是否很高
，You will find a way to want to provide for your family.
你人就会找到一条出路，就是要供应给你的家人。
Even if it's to make sure that your child is eating enough rice.
你要保证就是你的孩子有足够的米饭吃。
I'm always telling my kids, drink milk, eat that cereal.
我也通常跟我孩子说，你要喝牛奶，要吃那个麦片。
We had cereal for dinner last night. I mean, not for dinner. Sorry, that makes you look bad. We had dinner, but we even had cereal for our youth group movie night.
我们那个昨天晚上吃的晚饭，我们甚至呢有用那个就是有麦，我们年轻人看电影的时候，我们吃麦片。
Fathers want to provide for your family.
那父亲们总是想要供应给他的家人。
But sometimes,
但是有时候
we have a limited, this is what we talked about in our men's group yesterday, right? We have a limited understanding of what it means to provide.
但是呢，有时候对这个供应这个字词汇呢，我们可能有很有限的理解。
Kai said yesterday in our men's group.
那昨天晚上我们男人组呢Kai 在说。
Or was it Arthur? I forgot. One of you guys said that Sometimes we think that providing means only bringing home enough money.
那有时候呢，供应呢，我们的理解是呢，带给家人钱。
But when we think of the way that God provides for us,
但是当我们思考神供应给我们的时候
，God not only provides for us physically.
但是呢，神呢，不仅仅是身体上的供应。
What he really provides for us is for our soul.
是给我们的心灵。
He provides for our soul.
给我们的心灵。
He knows the needs of our soul.
他知道我们心灵的需要。
Yeah, the physical needs are important, and sometimes we just only hold on to that.
那身体上的需要确实是很重要的。
But God, His whole mission was to provide for us spiritually.
但是呢，神的整个使命呢，就是要供应给我们的灵命。
Which also affects everything of us.
灵命呢，其实呢，影响我们所有的每一方面。
Fathers, I want to encourage you.
那父亲们，我们要鼓励你。
Right?
你们。
I want to encourage you to think.And to pray about how you provide for your family spiritually.
父亲们，我要鼓励你思考你如何在灵命上供应给你的家人。
Do you care for the spiritual condition of your family?
那你在乎你家人的灵命的状况吗？
Men, are you providing spiritual provisions for?The other brothers within the church.
那男人们对教会里的其他弟兄姐妹们，你在灵命上有没有供应给他们？
I want to encourage you.
我要鼓励你们。
Begin to pray and think of how you may provide spiritually for those around you.
你要开始思考并且祷告，你如何才能供应，灵命上供应给其他的弟兄姐妹。
There's always someone who needs more spiritual provisions. 对，
总有
说的对。
总有人需要灵命上的供应。
There's always someone who has a spiritual need that as a man within our spiritual family, you can be the one to respond to.
肯定也有人就是在我们的教会里，你作为一个男人，你可以在灵命上供应给他们。
And how do we do that?
那我们如何去做呢？
It says we were gentle.Among you.
在这里说，我们在你们中间存心温柔。
我们在你的中间 ，We were in your midst.
我们在你们中间。
You are called to be in the midst of other men, men.
你是被呼召要到其他的男人中间去的。
You cannot provide spiritually when you're not in the midst.
如果你不在中间的话，你不可能供应灵命上，在灵命上供应。
The dilemma that the world faces.
那今天我们世界上所面对的
this dilemma of absentee fathers.
有很多就是缺乏父亲形象。
And all the non-Christians know that this is true.
那所有的非信徒都知道这是
事实。Society collapses when there's an absence of.Fathers.
那如果没有父亲的话，我们这个社会就会倒塌。
But the beauty of God's church.
但是神的教会的美好之处
is that there are men.
在这个教会里有男人
who are not physical fathers.
他并不是身体上的父亲
but they are spiritual fathers.
但是他们是灵命上的父亲
and we stand in the gap. We stand. 我们在那个缝隙里。
我们呢，就是站在那个这个中间的这个缝隙。
But that means that you have to be in the midst. You have to be among. You have to be near others.
但是呢，这是指呢，你要在他们中间，你要和他们靠近。
Your children.
你的孩子。
You have to be in their midst.
你要在孩子中间。
The other brothers in the church.
其他教会里其他弟兄们，你要在他们中间。
You have to be in the midst.
你要在他们中间。
God's design for His people.
神对他的子民的设计就是。
Is that you have to be in the midst?
你应该在他们中间。
You have to be among others.
你要在其他人的中间。
To provide for them spiritually.
给他们灵命上的供应。
Number two.
那第二点。
Number two, we see in verse 8.
我们在第八节看到。
That men who leave a spiritual legacy.
那些。留下灵命上传承的男人
are spiritually transparent.
他们的灵命是透明的。
They are spiritually transparent.
他们的灵命是透明的。
They, what we see in these men is that they gave themselves fully, all the way.
那你看到，我们也看到这几个男人，他们把自己的完完全全的给予。
So being, verse 8, so being affectionately desirous of you.
第八节说我们既是这样爱你们
We were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us.
不断愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
Notice that.
你们要注意到。
We loved you so much.
我们是如此的爱你们。
That we not only gave you the gospel, we not only shared with you the gospel.
我们不仅仅给予你神的福音。
But we shared with you our own selves.
我们把自己也给予你们。
Is the gospel necessary?
那福音是不是必要的呢？
Absolutely.
当然是。
But we cannot just stop there.
但是我们不能停留在这里。
Paul says, we shared with you the gospel.
保罗说我们与你们分享福音。
But we shared with you our own selves.
我们把自己也给予你们。
Wow, what does that mean?
那这指什么呢？
To share of your own self.
把我们自己给予你们。
I'll tell you what it not, does not mean.
我告诉你这不是指。
It doesn't mean just being there.
这不是指你们仅仅在那里。
Even though earlier I just said it's important that we are there.
虽然前面我提到在他们中间是很重要的。
But that's just the baseline.
这是基础。
You gotta be present.
你需要在那里。
But you have to give of yourself, what does he say? Fully.
但是你要把自己完完全全的给予。
Younger believers and children.
那年轻的信徒和孩子们。
They learn by both hearing and seeing.
他们是依靠就是听和看来学习的。
My kids play in a sports league.
那我的孩子呢是都是打球的。
They play basketball and
他们打篮球。
And volleyball or you know
排球。
Baseball,
棒球,
football,
足球。
And What's really cool about this league?
那对这个运动联盟的这个
赞美之处是什么呢? Is that when they're young,
那他们的当他们年轻的时候
，the kids don't really know the rules of the game.
当他们小的时候，他们并不了解这个游戏的规则。
So they will often throw the ball the wrong way.
那他们通常扔球呢，都是扔错的。
They will break the rules of the game.
他们也会打破规则。
And what the coaches do,
那这个教练是怎么做的呢?
Especially when they're young,
当他们很小的时候,
is they'll blow the whistle.
他们要吹哨, 他们会吹哨子,
they'll call the foul.
他们会指出他们的错误,
they'll call out the penalty.
他们会指出他们的惩罚。
And the kid's like, what? Why?
那孩子呢就是莫名其妙为什么?
But in this particular league,
那在这个特别的这个
especially when you're young,
当他们很小的时候
the coach and the ref will come over and not only explain to you,
那这个教练呢会过来不仅仅是说解释给你听
but they will show you,
他们也会做给你看
they will not just tell you,
他们不仅仅会告诉你
but they will show you how to do it right,
他们会做给你看去如何去做
you see fathers,
父亲们
and men,
男人们
We can do more.
我们可以做更多
than just telling.
比我们可以我们可以比仅仅告诉做更多
We can do more than just telling the gospel.
除了告诉除了分享福音，我们可以做更多
We're able to show how the gospel is lived out in our life.
我们可以显示给他们看福音是怎样在我们是怎样让我们活出去的
Children at home do not need a father who can just tell them.
孩子们不仅仅需要就是一个父亲知道如何告诉他们。
Children need to see a father where the gospel is in action.
孩子们需要看到这个父亲是如在他的行为里看到他的这个福音。
Our kids want to learn from our life.
我们的孩子们会从我们的生活当中学习。
Spiritual men who leave behind a legacy.
那灵命上的男人留下灵命上的传承。
They're going to be spiritually transparent.
那他们在灵命上肯定是透明的。
They allow those around them.
他们允许在他们周围的人。
To both hear and see.
听到并且看到。
God's work in our lives.
在他们生命当中的做工。
God's work in our struggles.
那神在他们挣扎当中的做工。
When we lose our patience,
当我们失去耐心的时候,
and we blow up in anger,
那我们生气的时候,
when we say words, my daughter's looking at me right now. She's like nodding her head. When we say words that are not of God,
那当你说那些不是神想你说的话语的时候,
when the Spirit of God convicts me,
当神的圣灵感动你的时候,
and He leads me in a heart of repentance to Himself,
那他呢就带领我去在他面前悔改,
I might want to share that with my children.
那我呢可能需要就是跟我孩子分享这段经历。
And say, the Spirit of God showed me how unbecoming I was, right?
那可以跟孩子们说圣灵感动了我。
Children, would you forgive me?
孩子你可以原谅我吗?
Would you forgive Dad?
你可以原谅你的爸爸吗?
Because Dad knows that God has forgiven me in Christ.
因为爸爸知道神已经原谅了，在基督里神已经原谅了我。
That's spiritual transparency.
这就是灵命上的透明。
Fathers,
父亲们,
when you are stressed and anxious,
当你焦虑的时候，或者压力很大的时候,
when you're worried over the pressures of life,
当你为生命而担忧的时候,
and you are feeling that stress on your shoulders,
那你就在你的肩膀上，你就感觉到这种压力。
Believe me,
相信我,
your family sees it.
你的家人看得到。
Believe me,
相信我,
your wife and your children see you struggling in anxiety and the weight of this world.
你的家人、你的妻子、你的孩子看得到你的挣扎，看得到你的压力。
It would be so powerful if fathers shared that with their family.
如果这个父亲能够和他的家人分享这一切，这将会是很有力量的，很有力量的。那需要透明。
To ask for prayer,
请他们为你祷告,
and show them how God will work through you.
那让他们看到神是如何在你里面做工的。
Show them that you went from anxiety and fear into trust and confidence in the Lord.
那让他们看到你是如何从焦虑和压力当中转变到 信靠神的,
and they will see the gospel lived out in your life.
那他们这样就看到了，这个福音在你里面活出来了。
They don't need to hear you say it anymore.
他们不需要听到你说。
They'll say, Dad, I want that too.
他们会说，孩子们也会跟你说，我也希望听到。
Man, this is the same thing in your small groups.
在你的小组里面，这也是同样。
By nature, I know men, we are proud.
就是很自然的，我知道男人都是有非常有自尊的。
And we naturally want to internalize everything.
我们很自然的呢，把喜欢把很多东西呢都藏在心里。
You don't need to share every detail, okay?
你不需要分享所有的细节。
But you will never experience the power of true fellowship unless you give of yourself to others fully.
但是呢，除非你把你自己完完全全的给予人家，你就永远不会经历到这个真正的团契的力量。That
means we can learn from one another when we're transparent.
这就是指呢，我们呢可以相互学习，成为透明的。And
in that way, we are leaving a legacy.
那这样呢，我们呢也留下了一个传承。
So be spiritually transparent.
所以在灵命上我们要透明。
Our sisters seem to have no problem with that.
那对我们的姐妹来说没有问题，她们很会分享。
All right, but let's just, we don't got to be like that, but let's give of ourselves fully.
我们不需要说一定要成为像姐妹一样，但是呢，我们也可以分享。
Number three.
第三点。
Work diligently with purpose.
有目的的努力工作。
Work diligently with purpose.
有目的的努力工作。
Verse 9.
第九节。
For you remember, brothers, our labor and toil. We worked night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you while we were proclaiming to you the gospel of Christ.
弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。
So then you are witnesses of our conduct.
我们那你们就是我们的见证者。
You remember how hard we worked.
你记得我们是多么努力的工作。
As we were proclaiming to you,
当我们向你们诉说的时候
the gospel,
向我们宣传福音的时
候。And so then as you remember that you are the witnesses of our life.
那你也记得就是你是我们生命的见证。
You know, men at our church,
我们教会的男人
especially our church,
特别是我们教会的男人
because I grew up in an immigrant family,
那我呢是在一个移民的家庭中长大的
I want to thank the men,
我要感谢这些男人
because men of an immigrant family,
特别是在移民家庭当中的男人
You're not soft like some of us.
你不是像我们这样软弱
You grind.
你是非常的结实的
You know how to work hard.
你知道如何努力的工作
Because you had to survive.
因为你幸存你存活下来了
You work so hard like my pops, my dad, my baba.
你如此努力的工作就像我的父亲
He was struggling.To survive in America.
那在美国的时候，他呢挣扎的要挣扎的存活。
He had to work hard.
他不得不努力的工作。
He had to go get another degree.
他也要去学习，拿到另外一个学位。
He didn't have time to go out and have a cup of coffee with men and just sit around and study the Bible. He had to work.
他没有时间和其他的男人一起去喝咖啡学习圣经，他得工作。
And in so many ways, I appreciate that of the immigrant.
但是有在很多方面我是非常的感激移民的家庭
You have sacrificed so much
你牺牲了如此多
Even in the offerings that you've given
那甚至在你的奉献里面
So that we can have what we have today
那我们今天呢就拥有了这一切
So I have to say thank you and honor you
所以我一定要感谢你们并且荣耀你们
We are so grateful
我们非常的感恩
For men at our church who work hard
我们对我们教会里这些努力工作的男人非常的感恩。
But let's not stop there.
但是我们不能停留在这里。
We need to help others and our children to know why we work so hard.
那我们也需要让其他人，让我们的孩子们知道我们为什么需要努力的工作。
We want to work hard with this purpose.
我们需要我们想要努力的有目的的努力的工作。
We know why we work.
我们知道为什么我们需要工作。
Did you know that most of the men and women of the Bible that we look up to as spiritual heroes?
那你们知不知道呢？在圣经上很多的男人和女人，我们呢仰望他们就作为
They had regular jobs.
作为我们灵命上的英雄。
They had regular jobs.
他们也有普通的工作。
Okay? Think about Moses.
摩西。
Joseph.
约瑟
Daniel
但以理
Nehemiah
尼西米
David
大卫
Even Jesus
甚至耶稣
Grew up learning the trade of a carpenter
那耶稣成长的时候就是学习做一个木匠
But each of them worked with a purpose
但是他们每一个人工作的时候都有一个目的
What is that purpose?
那这个目的是什么呢
To have a kingdom mindset
就是有一个有国度的意识
Men, do you know That your seemingly very ordinary job,
你的工作看上去非常的普通
has so much value in the eyes of God.
但是在神的眼睛里是如此的有价值
Do not think that only the pastor has a spiritual job.
不要认为只是我们的牧者有那个灵命上价值的工作
Listen to me, man.
请听我说
God values your work.
神对你的价值，对你的工作是非常重视的。
God values the way you work.
那神重视你工作的方式。
Any work that you have has great value in His eyes.
你做过的任何一个工作，在神的眼里都是有非常高的价值的。
But that's why we are able to what?
那这样我们才能够。
We can work at it with what? All our heart.
那我们可以全身心的工作。
As working for who? The Lord.
我们就像我们为主而工作。
And not for man.
不是为人。
Because we can have a kingdom purpose.
因为我们有一个国度的目的。
We can work at it with all our heart.
我们可以全身心的工作。
Working for the Lord.
为神而工作。
See, those young men know.
那这些年轻人知道。
We don't have to work for man.
我们不需要为人而工作。
We work for the Lord.
我们为神而工作。
I want you to notice something else here.
我也希望你们注意到其他的。
See, Paul and these men, they worked so hard to actually support themselves.
保罗和其他几个男人呢，其实非常努力来就是养活他们。
They had to make some cabbage.
他们
赚钱钱钱钱 cabbage 菜。
他们也需要赚钱。
Okay, 要做菜。Okay. I just created a new thing in Chinese, like make cabbage. And yet, notice this.
但是呢，你们要注意到。
That they made it a purpose to make time for others.
但是呢，他们也很有目的性的去。找出为其他人而创造时间。
They said that they worked hard night and day.
他们说他们日夜辛勤工作。
So that they can have time to invest in others.
这样呢，他们才能够在其他人身上投资时间。
Fathers and men.
父亲们和男人们。
I want to remind you this morning to make time.
我想要今天早上我提醒你要创造时间。
Build margin in your life.
在你的生活里你要有创造一个有一个边界。
It's very wise for all Christians to set boundaries.
其实对信徒来说如果你能够划清界限的话是非常有智慧的。
To make time to invest in the things that matter.
在那些重要的事情上面投资时间。
Years ago, there was a sad picture of a family when the father is always behind a newspaper.
几年前呢，有一张非常可悲的这个图案，就是这个父亲呢，总是一直在这个报纸后面。
The wife is trying to talk to him.
妻子呢，试图和他讲话。
Well, that's hard to listen to. Okay.But the children is trying to get their attention.
那孩子呢也试图需要他的注意，需要他的注意力。
But the father is just always behind a newspaper.
那这位父亲呢，总是把他的脑袋藏在这个报纸后面。
Be quiet.
告诉他们安静。
I'm reading.
我在看报纸。
Might even kick up your feet, you know, on the table.
并且把脚放在桌子。
Yeah, just sitting there reading my paper.
我在看报纸。
Or I'm sitting in front of the TV all night.
或者我在看电视。
Today we might see fathers always in front of a device or their computer.
我们现今的世界呢，我们可能也会看到很多父亲通常都在电脑前面。
Always on a call.
或者在电话上。
Always busy doing something else.
总是忙于做其他的事情。
Fathers make time.
父亲们，你们要创造时间。
Build intentional margin in your life.
你们要刻意的去画一些界限。
Set boundaries.
要画一些界限。
And trust in the Lord when you set your boundary.
在你设立界限的时候，你要信靠神。
I can sit forever to just pray and meditate and prepare the word of the Lord for y'all.
我可以坐在那边，永远的坐在那边，默祷，学习神的话语。
But for my family,
但是为了我的家庭
I have to stop.
我需要停止。
3 o'clock on Friday afternoon,
每个周五的三点。
No, 不是每一个。
Okay, 周五的三点,
Last Friday,
上周五三点,
I had to stop.
我就停止了。
I have to go swim with them.
我要去和他们一起游泳。
Because I need that margin, and they are just as important to me as the ministry to the whole church.
因为我需要意识到我的孩子和我的在教会里的事工也是同样的重要。
Having this is the kingdom mindset.
那拥有这个就是拥有一个有国度的意识。
That in everything you do,
那你做的每样事情,
every work that you participate in,
你所做的所有的工作,
you know that God values that.
你知道神非常的重视。
And that even as I close the Bible and spend the time with my family,
甚至当我, 盖上圣经, 和我家人一起, 花一些时间的时候,
I'm still loving my king.
我也仍旧在爱我的,
I'm still living for my king.
我也为我的王在活,
I'm still worshiping my king.
我也在敬拜我的王,
and I'm going to trust him.
我信靠他,
that my sermon will be okay.
我知道我的今天的讲道可以的。
You know, when you live like this,
当你这样活的时候,
when you work with purpose,
当你有目的的工作,
your family will see it.
那你的家人也看得到,
your children will see it.
你的孩子也看得到,
the other men of the church will see it.
在教会里其他的男人也看得到。
The Bible says,
那圣经上说,
where your treasure is,
你的财富在哪里,
there your what? Heart will be also. Where your treasure is,
你的财富在哪里,
there your heart will be also. Say that.
你的心就在哪里,
where your treasure is, say it.
一起说,
there your heart will be also.
你的心就在那里。
Your families will see where your treasure is.
你的家人看得到你的财富在哪里。
When he is your treasure,
当神是你的财富的时候,
when the kingdom is your treasure,
当这个国度是你的, 财富的时候,
they will see it.
他们看得到。
They will see it.
他们看到。
So set your boundaries.
那你要, 建立你的,
make margin.
分清你的边界。
Have a kingdom mindset in everything that you do.
我们在你所做的任何一件事情上都要有一个国度的意识。
Lastly,
最后,
I just want to encourage you to leave a legacy of faith.
我想要, 鼓励你要留下一个信心的传承。
Verse 11,
第11节说,
he says, for you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God.
第11节, 你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样。
These men, these three men,
这三个男人,
exhorted those in the church.
劝勉在教会里的人,
they encouraged them.
他们鼓励他们,
they charged them to live fully for God.
他们希望他们完完全全地为神而活。
And this church in Thessalonica,
那这个帖撒罗尼迦的教会,
this is one of those churches doing real well.
就是一个非常好的教会。
They were spiritually growing.
他们在灵命上成长。
They were spiritually healthy.
他们灵命上健康。
They knew, these men knew, they left a legacy for them.
这三个男人知道他们留下了一个传承给他们。
And isn't it so interesting,
那是不是非常的有趣,
that as they thought about the legacy that they left,
当他们思考他们所留下的传承的时候,
they thought of the example of a father.
他们想到了这个, 父亲的例子。
Paul's not a real life father.
在真正的生活当中,
but when he thinks about the spiritual legacy that he left upon this church,
当他思考他给, mm-hmm. 这个教会所留下的灵命上的, 传承的时候,
he was thinking, what's the best example that they would understand?
他就想着用什么最好的, 比喻来让他们,
he says,
理解呢?
I got it.
他想到了这个,
a father.
一个父亲。
Because a father leaves a legacy.
因为父亲会留下, 传承。
The father always leaves a legacy.
父亲, 通常都会留下传承。
But the question is, men,
那这个问题是什么呢?
What legacy are you leaving?
那你留下的传, 是什么传承呢?
I pray that would stay on our heart.
我在内心为你们祷告,
as we awaken,
当我们醒来的时候,
as we rise up,
我们站起来的时候,
what legacy are we leaving?
我们留下的是什么传承?
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we honor you today.
父主啊,我们今天来荣耀你。
And we honor all of the fathers and the spiritual men in our midst.
那我们今天也来荣耀我们所有的父亲和 我们所有灵命上的男人。
Lord, you know.
主,你知道。
Oh Lord, you know where we're at.
你知道我们今天在哪里。
Just like you knew where Adam was at.
就像你知道, 亚当当初在哪里。
You've always known.
你一直都知道。
And yet you're calling our name.
但是你在呼召我们的名字。
You're going to cover us.
你会遮盖我们。
You cover our shame.
你遮盖我们的羞耻。
And you have a plan to redeem your men.
你是有, 你是有计划来救赎你的男人的。
You know where our church is at.
你也知道我们的今天教会在哪里。
You know that's a burning desire in my heart.
你知道这是我在我内心 火热的一个 盼望。
But that means, Lord, that it's even a greater burning desire in your heart.
但是 同样呢, 这也说明 在你的心里, 这是一个更火热的一个盼望。
Help us to wake up.
请帮助我们清醒。
Help us to rise up.
帮助我们站起来。
Help us to leave the legacy that you want us to leave.
帮助我们, 留下一个你所希望我们留下的传承。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.